Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Oh, what a day.
I'm afraid no one can take your call at the moment, but please leave your name and number, and someone will get back to you. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Sam Williams. I am a first-year marketing student at York University, and I also have good reason to believe I am the second coming of Jesus Christ. I'm hoping to speak to someone about performing some miracles. I've sent you an email with my contact details on. It'd be great to chat. Thanks. Peace be with you.
Hey, my love. How are you? How's uni this week? Sam seems really busy. Are you managing to talk to him much? I'm in the library. I'm supposed to be meeting him to talk about launching his blog, but he's not here yet. His actual words were, "Let's get going on the second Bible." But I don't think we can call it that. If anything, it's like the newest testament, isn't it? Or something catchier than that anyway. The actual Bible spans like 4,000 years. We can't cover that in our lifetime, although Sam seems pretty convinced that he can do anything. Yesterday he was contacting all these charities like Cancer Research, and I saw Save the Rhinos on his list too, so I mean he's thorough. The Royal Institute of the Blind, who were really offended. He showed me the email. They told him to stop prank calling or they'd ring the police. He didn't seem fazed at all, though. He said he understands it's hard to look salvation in the face. Clearly a broad thinker. I guess that's marketing for you. It's so dead in here. Weird. He has surprised me a bit with the angle he's going in on this thing, though. He's super fixated on the scriptures. He has all these Jesus quotes up on his bedroom wall that he's trying to memorise. I did tell him the whole idea is that his own quotes will become famous in due time, but maybe it's a confidence thing. At least he's trying to do good, and like the man who came up to me on the street on my way here, he asked me for my autograph because he thought I was his favourite porn star. I'm never wearing this cardigan again. And even though it's more unconventional than I imagined, you're right, it's nice we get to do this together. It sounds silly, but I always thought how cool it would be if you were Christian too. Like I remember being so sad when we were younger and you went to Thomas Modger's bowling party when I was at church. Not that I ever expected or thought you should. Obviously, I love you for who you are. And I always hated bowling since that time we found a jelly baby inside one of the finger holes. But anyway, I never said before because we sort of just launched into the Sam thing, but I could never not like you, Meg. And we're not that different. Like, we both have strong feelings about prawns. I was all over the place last week too. I got myself into a state worrying I'm turning into the zebra crossing man. He's this sort of famous man here who just stands by the zebra crossings but never actually crosses them. He just waves at cars when they stop, but they get so annoyed at him because it's mixed messaging and, well, yeah, I just panicked suddenly that no one understands me. Then I remembered, you do. So, yeah. Where is Sam? Oh, I guess I'll just start anyway. Did I tell you he wants to do a podcast? So I have to find a website that can do both. Definitely not my area of expertise, but hey, it's a much better life plan than coleslaw. I made so much, Meg. I can never eat mayonnaise again.
Hey, Lids. I'll listen to your message later. I'm just in the STI clinic. I had this nightmare about there being teeth in my womb and thought I should probably get checked out. Sorry if that's gross. My mind is going to some dark places. I think I'm stressing out about my recital. We find out what pieces our tutors have picked tomorrow. I'm just trying to distract myself. I just sent you this hilarious meme I found of these fish holding mascara wands. You will die. Hey, it's me. I tried to call you back. Are you on hold again or something? Do you fancy a chat? I'm feeling a bit sick about this recital meeting tomorrow. Like, if there's anything you can do, work your magic or something, make my tutor pick a piece I can actually play, that would be lush. Also, shall I book my trains? Come see you and Lids, Ovs. Let me know.
Do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own troubles be sufficient for the day. You got this, beautiful.
Hey, lovely. Are you still free for a chat tonight? Did you get everything sorted with your recital? I'm praying for you. Oh, God. Sorry. I'm eating while I talk. Sam bought me a pea fritter and... it's so hot. He never made it to the library. He got stuck in the fish and chip shop. Another attempted miracle. They misunderstood him and thought he was placing a giant order. He said he nearly spent his entire student loan on haddock. The pea fritters were some kind of truce deal. It's actually really nice. And I forgot to have lunch earlier. The thing is, though, I don't think you can force a miracle to happen. They just sort of do happen, don't they? And he's just trying to reenact the miracles from the Bible instead of being on his own path. I don't know whether I should be helping him more or just leaving him to it, but something just feels a bit... Oh, maybe it's my fault. Maybe I should be doing more to guide him. I'm being judgmental, probably. It's such early days, and it was actually so kind of him to get me this. Also, I do actually need to stop being negative because they're reconsidering my application for group leader. They really love that I introduced Sam to the group. He's settling in really well, and Sharon's in Guatemala now, so they need to move quickly. So keep everything crossed for me. Okay, I'm going to text Sam now to say thanks again. Let me know if you're free tonight for a chat. Love you.
Lydia, if you want to be perfect, go. Sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Oh, actually, Lydia, thanks for the offer of help. I'm keen to get hold of as many copies of the Bible as possible. I've heard good things about this old bookshop. I don't think it's far from here if you have the time. I'd go myself, but I'm trying to get hold of some decent sandals, which, as you can imagine, is pretty hard in winter. I want to hit Instagram hard. I just need to decide on a colour theme. Also, if you're not too busy, I'm starving.
Hey, I just tried you. Are you rehearsing again? I think you'll be proud of me. I sent Mike a congratulations text about the baby, and I've ordered it like these duck sock things from Amazon as a present for when it's born, because that's the right thing to do, isn't it? Nailing this Christian spirit thing, aren't I? So yeah, thank you. I really appreciate your support with all this. It means a lot. I'm really happy. Give Lids a hug from me if you see her.
Do not let your heart be troubled. trust in God, trust also in me.
Hey, Lids. Sorry I didn't get around to calling you last night. This week has really got on top of me. I just tried but couldn't get through. It was just to say, if you see Sam, can you get him to ring me, please? He just keeps texting me these gospel quotes and they don't even make sense. It's sweet, but it's doing my nut in. Also, I finally listened to your messages and just wanted to say, yay, that you might get to be group leader. This is amazing. And I love that we're doing this together too. It's the coolest. And also, I realised now we'll definitely end up in the same place together when we die. Double yay.
Behold, Lydia, I stand at the door and knock. Lydia, that was me telling you I'm outside your door. I need to talk to you. Can you let me in? Lydia, where are you?
Oh, Meg! I'm having the worst time. I'm stuck in the middle of nowhere and I'm drenched. I came to this random place because Sam asked me to find him as many different copies of the Bible as possible. He's like heavily in the research phase. I can't get him out of it. And this bookshop, it's famous and beautiful and very sacred. But the train station is so far away from the town and now it's pouring with rain. And I'm trying to remind myself this is not about me. But then there's something else. I'm not dealing with it at all. Sam's been made group leader at church. It hurts. It really hurts. I don't understand. They said I couldn't do it because I'm new and I live in halls, the hosting, remember? But Sam's not even been there 2 weeks and he lives with me. It doesn't make any sense. I work so hard. I really try. I brought him into the church, didn't I? Clearly, I'm a devoted missionary, but I feel like I'm being punished. Literally nothing is going my way, like it's rain. Oh. I'm not saying he won't be good. He might be, but how will he even have the time with choir and cleaning and finding sandals and being in a relationship and... Oh, I'm so wet. This is all his fault. Everything was supposed to be better. I'm not supposed to be wet. I'm supposed to be dry and happy and also... I miss you. I feel like we never talk properly anymore because everything revolves around him. I'm not saying it's your fault, but sorry, this is a lot. I know he's your boyfriend, but I'm really mad, Meg. And I need to be able to talk to you about this stuff. You're just gonna have to be impartial, okay? Because I am freaking out. Why did I stay in halls? If I just moved in with that weird guy who licked the wooden spoons, this never would have happened. I don't know who I am anymore. Everything is just him and this and... I need to go, otherwise I'll never get home. And it's sad, because the bookshop is amazing. Like, probably the most amazing bookshop I'll ever go in. And I didn't even get a chance to enjoy it.
Hey, Lids. Sorry for being slow. Today was such a weird day at uni. We had a seminar and Ribena just sat there eating an entire jar of artichokes with a fork. And I had this moment of like, what is this place? And I wanted to talk to Sam about it. I was thinking I could write a blog post about privilege in elite London music colleges, and he knows about that kind of thing. But he texts me saying he needs some space for the good of the people, which I get, but also I don't. Like, he's my boyfriend. And what people? He still hasn't told anyone else yet. He told me he can't decide whether to do a big PR campaign in the Free Waitrose magazine or just post it on TikTok. But it has to be okay. Doesn't it? Like, with your group leader thing. I know it's hard, but it's a chance for him to get out there, you know? And he's working really hard. So hard. Like, sometimes I wish he'd speak to me instead of... But also, I've been staring at them a lot, and I think his Jesus quotes are really starting to make sense. Do you think he can make you deputy or something? If you asked him, I think he'd get it. He's fair, and so driven, and so good at singing. It's so hot. God... I feel like I could really be falling for him. That's why I wish you'd just text me, but... Anyway, I hope you got back okay and had a hot shower. But not too hot. I read on Twitter, if you swallow boiling water, you can get tongue cancer.
Hi, girls. How are you both today? I have some exciting news. I've emerged out of the depths of my research and I feel ready, finally, to reach out to others. Through my new role in Lydia's church, of course, and in another way too. I've decided it's time for me to share the love.
Oh my god.
I know, beautiful. I started last night, actually, and it felt really great. Oh yes, one more thing, Lydia. Do you think if I tell the student union that I'm Jesus, I can get my student loans refunded? Hey Meg, I just wanted to check that all made sense before. About me sharing the love in a more physical, more emotional way, and what that means for us. What we have, it's special, and it feels wrong to keep it all to ourselves. It's a service I'm performing. Not only supplying the needs of his people, but overflowing in expressions of thanks to God. I mean, how great is that? The Lord loves you, Meg.
I've got a problem with my baby. I think he's trying to blame me. Yeah, he's acting kind of shady. He just don't seem right. He just don't seem right. My girl's
Shit was written and directed by Emma Pritchard. Meg was Mandeep Dillon. Lydia was Patsy Ferrin. And Sam was Cleve September. The producers were Claire Broughton and Diggory Waite, with sound design and mastering by John Wakefield. Our title tracks are Someday by Annie Drury, Bob Bradley and Matt Parker, and My Friends Don't Like You by Lauren Henson, Bob Bradley, and John Beck. Holy Shit is a Hat Trick podcast.